This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first premium travel service, giving you a chance to go on the road to see your favorite teams play, but combining that with 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations, very cool pregame parties and meet and greets, tailgates, a chance to rub elbows with some of your favorite former athletes and some of your fellow fans. And Atlanta Sports Trips is headed to the national championship game in LA, but a stopover in Vegas first. Instead of getting gouged for the hotels and the airfare to LA, Atlanta Sports Trips has planned a 3-day perfect championship getaway starting in Las Vegas. 3 nights at the MGM Grand, January 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then on Monday morning, we'll head to SoFi Stadium from the MGM Grand with luxury motor coach transportation. We'll take you door to door to SoFi Stadium. Your chance to book now at atlsportstrips.com. This will sell out. Inventory is very low. You do not want to wait. Go to atlsportstrips.com. 3 nights in Vegas. Luxury round trip motor coach transportation to LA and back from Atlanta Sports Trips. All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. I would be Matt or Matlanta. I didn't give myself the nickname. I earned the nickname. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta.
Aaron, we appreciate the time. Before we get into the football, tell me about your partnership with Twisted Tea and how we can get twisted.
Yeah, well, first off, you know, I'm not a Southern boy originally, but as soon as I moved to the state of Georgia, what I learned fast is how delicious tea is. So, you know, now that I'm an old man, I can actually enjoy it with a little bit of alcohol in it. So, yeah, it's been great to partner with Twisted Tea. They came out with their limited edition UGA packs for the best fans in the country. So make sure for those listening, come next weekend when you're getting ready to watch the game, whether you're tailgating outside the stadium or at your house, to go get those limited edition packs. They're available at all local stores across the state of Georgia. So, yeah, I'll be, I don't know if I'm going or not, but I know I'll have my Twisted Tea at home, most likely with a baby in hand, change some diapers and watching the Bulldogs win a playoff game.
Well done. You did that well. So I loved your tweet that got a ton of attention where you called Stetson Bennett the GOAT, the best quarterback in Georgia history, which anything involving Stetson is going to be a hot button, which I find fascinating over what's happened the last 2 years. So give me the reasons here. Is it just the accomplishments? Is it the jump he's made? What makes Stetson, in your opinion, the best Georgia's ever had at the position?
It's the championships. I mean, that's what we're called here to do. I mean, we are brought in as quarterbacks to win championships. I mean, it's very similar to pitchers. And yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's I would say more of a team game than baseball. But you really see it. Pitchers. I mean, you look at their records. What their records? What having championships that they won? What have they done in big time moments? And quarterbacks kind of get lumped into the same thing. Even like I said, I think it's a little bit more of a team game. You know, a pitcher can go out there and throw a no hitter, and all they need is one hit, and all of a sudden they win the game. A lot more has to go on for football, but it still comes with the position. And like I said, that's why we came to Georgia. We all felt from Stafford to Greeny to Schock to Zaire and Jake Fromm and myself, like we felt like, hey, Georgia's a spot with the talent on the rosters at each one of those teams that we can go win a championship. And a lot of us got close. Schock got close. You know, we had an opportunity my year back in 12. You know, obviously Fromm was right there as well. But, that's what I want, man. I tell people, like, I will trade every single touchdown. You know, I'm still lucky enough to own the SEC record for most touchdowns in a career. But I would trade it in a heartbeat to go to have a national championship ring. So, the fact that he's won a natty, we all remember how well he played in that game, MVP of the national championship, winning an SEC championship, being an MVP of that game. And I know a lot of people say, oh, he's got a great defense and he's not asked to do a lot. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. Like, yes, he's not asked to go throw the ball 40, 50 times a game, but like, when Seth's number's called, he performs at a high level. You know, the issue is like kind of like the narrative was set. You know, this is a walk-on kid that should be grateful that he's at the University of Georgia and has been given the opportunity to play quarterback. And yes, we're all very grateful for that opportunity. But this is a kid with great talent. I think he's got, you know, very, very good arm strength, well above average arm strength, incredible mobility, great legs, really good accuracy. You know, at times he's a little bit of a gunslinger mentality and can put the ball into danger. But, you know, I think you have to have some of that in order to have success in this league. I think he's a really good quarterback. I think he's good enough to honestly play, you know, have a chance to compete in the NFL to earn a roster spot. I think he will get drafted this year. So when you put all that together, talented quarterback, won football games, won a championship, won an SEC championship, and has an opportunity to win another national championship, none of us stack anywhere close to that. So, yeah, Stetson, in my mind, is definitely the GOAT.
Aaron Murray's with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. So we see what Stetson has done. Tell me about the rest of the offense in your opinion, because it seems like the run game has gotten nothing but better as the season has gone along. It seems like the offensive line doesn't get talked about, which is always the compliment, right, when we don't bring it up. And then the outside pieces, I mean, it's tight end central with Brock and with Darnell and some of the other pieces, but the offense has done its job along with Stetson.
Yeah, well, I think it starts with the offensive line, and those guys are up for the best offensive line in the country, and Michigan got it. But you know what? Michigan got it last year, too, and that didn't work out too well for them. So hopefully that's the same thing here if both Georgia and Michigan win and end up facing in the national championship. But, yeah, I thought Coach Searles, who's back, Coach Searles was my offensive line coach back when I was at Georgia, has done a really, really good job with that group of just getting better and better and better. And I think for the running backs, you know, early on this season, you know, when you watch the tape and watch it, it's like, man, just where's the physicality? You know, I felt like everything was, you know, tackle, 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 whether it's shoelaces or just, you know, one-on-one in the hole. There wasn't a lot of guys getting that yak, that yards after contact. And all of a sudden you saw these guys start to become a little bit more physical. So I think it's a really good group at the running back position. And I think at the end of the day, like it's a balanced offense. You know, I think for most you know, teams out there, when they look at Georgia, I think the first thing they say is, hey, we have to stop the tight ends. You know, we got to stop Brock. We got to stop Darnell. You know, we got to stop maybe even Kenny out of the backfield catching the football. And there's less focus on that running game because of the fact, like I said, I don't think they were playing up to their potential to start the year. Then all of a sudden they're taking their game to another level. Defense has to kind of make a decision. Do we really want to put Brock Bowers one-on-one on the backside with bringing a safety in, or do we want to play a little bit more shell coverage, which just adds numbers in the box for the run game? So kudos to them. Kudos to Searles. And most importantly, like, I think Todd Monken is the best offensive coordinator in America right now. What he does schematically and in both the run game and pass game and the way he gets guys matched up is just so much fun to watch.
We're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first premium travel service, giving you a chance to go on the road to see your favorite teams play, but combining that with 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations, very cool pregame parties and meet and greets, tailgates, a chance to rub elbows with some of your favorite former athletes and some of your fellow fans. And Atlanta Sports Trips is headed to the national championship game in LA, but a stopover in Vegas first. Instead of getting gouged for the hotels and the airfare to LA, Atlanta Sports Trips has planned a 3-day perfect championship getaway starting in Las Vegas. 3 nights at the MGM Grand, January 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then on Monday morning, we'll head to SoFi Stadium from the MGM Grand with luxury motor coach transportation. Will take you door to door to SoFi Stadium. Your chance to book now at atlsportstrips.com. This will sell out. Inventory is very low. You do not want to wait. Go to atlsportstrips.com. 3 nights in Vegas. Luxury round-trip motor coach transportation to LA and back from Atlanta Sports Trips.
Home field advantage exists in baseball. Insurance, too. Your local trusted choice independent insurance agents are active members of your community. They'll always have your back. Find a local auto, home, or business insurance agent at trustedchoice.com.
Folks, you just heard from Smoltzy, and you heard it from me as well. Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group are my trusted choice for insurance agents. They've been my agent for a long time, and they serve all of Metro Atlanta. To get up to 10 auto insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes, visit rhodes-group.com/churnoff today. That's rhodes-group.com/churnoff.
It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front-row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft.
Aaron, before I ask you about the matchup specifically with Georgia and Ohio State, I want to talk to you about Kirby Smart. Kirk Herbstreit said he thinks Kirby has done something better than everybody else in college football, and that's his ability to get through to his players, to get more out of them, and we've had some fun with those leaked locker room rants that Kirby's had with his team pre-game and in halftime and post-game. What do you think it is about Kirby that made Herbstreit say that he just gets through better to his guys and gets more out of them than anybody else?
First, the pregame and halftime speeches are epic. I mean, what he did last year during that Florida game had me wanting to run through a wall and go out there and strap it back up and play again. So he's a great motivator, and I think that's the number one thing for a coach. You know, I love a guy that obviously knows the X's and O's, and he knows that side, and he's hired some really good coaches to help him on the defensive side. You know, Muschamp on that, and that, you know, him and Muschamp together and the rest of the staff is just, wow, to be able to have that much brain power on defense. But I think the most important quality of a head coach isn't necessarily the X and O's, but how do you communicate with your team? How do you motivate your team? How do you get the most out of them? So, you know, the way that he treats them and talks to them, the way he creates, I think most importantly, the competition in practice. You know, I've been to a handful of practices at Georgia. The way that it is scripted, the way that he creates energy, and then, like I said, that competition to force guys to essentially take their game to another level is why they're having so much success. And you talk to guys on that roster, they say, hey, man, our practices Monday through Friday are harder than what we see on Saturday. And that starts with Kirby, and that starts with his mentality. He's always running around with his microphone yelling and screaming and getting guys to run from drill to drill, or from 7-on-7 to 11-on-11 to one-on-ones. So all these different things that he does to really push guys to compete, to bring the best out of them day in and day out, has really separated him as you know, a top two coach in America. It's him and Nick Saban, and you know, this is obviously me probably being a little bit biased, but like, you know, I would pick Kirby right now over Nick Saban, and a lot has to do with just the age. Like, I don't know how much longer Nick Saban's going to be able to go. I know they're about to have the number one recruiting class in America, but you know, Kirby's in his late 40s. He's got the energy. He's got the juice. He's got the competitive edge when it comes to recruiting, and he has everything at his disposal at the University of Georgia. So it's a match made in heaven. And I said this I think a year or two ago. You know, I truly believe, you know, Georgia's about to make a run, or maybe in the beginning of a run similar to what Alabama's done in the past decade plus.
Well, I want to ask you about that, right? Because I mean, Kirby goes at such a, you know, I'll call it flying close to the sun. Like, he goes at such a breakneck pace from recruiting to, as you talked about it, with his practices and all of that. It's a different age in college football. We all understand that. There's no other job for Kirby in college. Do you think he's a 10, 15, 20-year lifer at Georgia? Do you think the NFL would ever interest him?
No, and I don't think the NFL would ever interest Kirby. I think Kirby is right where he wants to be. Obviously, he's getting paid a handsome amount of money in order to be the head coach at the University of Georgia. And, you know, I do think that he will be, you know, eventually, once Kirby, or excuse me, that Nick Saban does move on, will be the highest paid coach in America. There are certain people that just fit college football better. You know, like I would prefer to coach college if I ever got into coaching compared to the NFL. There's just something a little bit more authentic and real about it. I know it's maybe changing a little bit because of NIL and the transfer portal, but you know, for those listening that have been to Athens too, like, there's not many better places in America than Athens, Georgia, to raise a family, to live in that town, to be on that campus, to be in those facilities. He's been given everything he wants. He's really built this program and his image of what he feels like is going to be long-term success. And he's doing a heck of a job at it. So no, like, you know, I'm sure maybe some teams may reach out to him or his agent and kind of put out the idea, but I think he's the perfect college coach. And I think he looks at himself as, hey man, I may be, when it's all said and done, you know, a top two or three coach of all time if I keep this up.
Before we let you go then, Aaron, give me a little preview of Georgia and Ohio State. The brand value of these two programs, it couldn't get higher. Georgia right now is sort of the monster, the whale, mm-hmm. which is interesting because that's always Ohio State's role. What do you think happens in the game?
I think Georgia wins pretty big, honestly. I just think that, you know, I know the game has changed a little bit, a little bit more spread it out and throwing the football and vertical attacks and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, it's still football, and it's still which team can be the more physical at the lines of scrimmage are going to be the teams that win. I think Georgia is by far the more physical team on both lines of scrimmage. You know, we talk about the offensive line, and we've seen, you know, Ohio State and their struggles on the front seven this season. And then Georgia with Jalen Carter and company on that front, I think should be able to handle an Ohio State team that, you know, without one of their running back, is going to be a little bit more one-dimensional. So, am I a little bit nervous about the passing game for Ohio State? Yeah, you know, I do think that you know, at times this year and last year, the one thing that has gone Georgia is the passing game, is the ability to push the ball vertically down the field. But I still think you give Kirby and Muschamp and company 3-4 weeks to, you know, game plan and get ready to go versus an offense. I take those guys over anyone else in the country. So I think that physicality will really show. I think Georgia's offense is going to go up there and absolutely dominate. I think Georgia covers the spread. And I think they cover it in a big way.
Aaron's going to be watching the game with his Twisted Tea. You guys can do the same. Head to TwistedTea.com for all the information on where you can pick it up and enjoy the action. Aaron, it's always a great pleasure. Thanks for spending some time with us. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Go Dawgs.
Our friend Hudson Mason, who you hear each and every morning on the Locker Room from 6 to 10. We'll call him our truest Bulldog reporter. Huddy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. So I was looking at the calendar, and we're still 11 days away from Georgia, Ohio State, which is going to be very weird because, I mean, it's nothing new to have these long layoffs, but Georgia's going to have a 26-day layoff, which is long enough. Ohio State's going to go 33 days between games. And I hear from these coaches and teams that the time off is good, but too much time can't be a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's the worst part about the football calendar, in my opinion, is just there's no other postseason like this in sports where you go from the regular season and then there's this hiatus to the postseason. You know, what makes it unique is you've got academics in college that you don't have in pro, and so you got to juggle between that and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't like it. It's not great. There's certain things that I think are good about it. You know, it gives Ladd McConkey and Warren McClendon a chance to get healthy. But then there's that kind of rust versus rest conundrum, and I think you hear coaches talk about it. You want that time to prepare, but how much is too much time? 30 days certainly feels like it's kind of right there on the line of maybe too much time.
Well, let's follow up on that, because how much can you possibly do? So let's do the coaches first, and then we'll talk about the players. But, like, between recruiting, and yes, that's going on right now too, but from game plan and tape and self-scouting, it almost becomes, you know, the you know, overanalyzing mm-hmm. yourself to the point where you'll make your head spin.
You can certainly become a victim of that, and I think there's a balance between you get your game plan in, and their game plan in is going to be like Georgia will come to Atlanta about a week in advance of the actual game on New Year's Eve, and before they go home for Christmas break, the bulk of the game plan will be put in. So, like, right now, the coaches are grinding, installing it, and you go home for Christmas break, and you've had a couple bowl practices there in Athens. You started to rep, and you probably know 80-85% of it. So the time you get to that first practice on bowl site, you know the game plan. You know the vert. You know you got a good idea what you want to do. You may add a thing or two in there, where it becomes a difficult balance of the overthinking and overanalyzing is you can sometimes put too much in during that time off, and you, and your players can kind of turn into robots. You don't want to make your players robots by putting too much information on their plate. And, you know, you don't get to do that during a normal week when you only have a certain amount of time to prepare. So I think that's certainly the balance between you get to watch all the tape and you get to study and have a good feel, but you, at the end of the day, don't want to overburden your players with game plan where they can't just play and let their natural athleticism let loose.
We're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first premium travel service, giving you a chance to go on the road to see your favorite teams play, but combining that with 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations, very cool pregame parties and meet and greets, tailgates, a chance to rub elbows with some of your favorite former athletes and some of your fellow fans. And Atlanta Sports Trips is headed to the national championship game in LA, but a stopover in Vegas first. Instead of getting gouged for the hotels and the airfare to LA, Atlanta Sports Trips has planned a 3-day perfect championship getaway starting in Las Vegas. 3 nights at the MGM Grand, January 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then on Monday morning, we'll head to SoFi Stadium from the MGM Grand with luxury motor coach transportation. Will take you door to door to SoFi Stadium. Your chance to book now at atlsportstrips.com. This will sell out. Inventory is very low. You do not want to wait. Go to atlsportstrips.com. 3 nights in Vegas. Luxury round trip motor coach transportation to LA and back from Atlanta Sports Trips.
Hey, are you tired of shopping your car and home insurance every single year? Well, somebody's got to do it. But that somebody doesn't have to be you. At the Rhodes Group, we can get you up to 10 insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes. Visit us online today at rhodes-group.com.
It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front-row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft.
Our buddy Hudson Mason with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, our Georgia Truist reporter. So for Kirby Smart and his staff, and I know some to extent the same thing with Ryan Day, but now Kirby's going into his third playoff. And coaches have all had a ton of time to prep for bowl games that, quote, don't matter. So what kind of advantage is it to have this now be the third go-around to know what he's liked and what he hasn't liked about preparation for this game?
Yeah, just small things. Like during the week, there's so many distractions for players and coaches, and they're getting pulled in a lot of different ways. And I think it's as much of it is an advantage for Kirby, it's also an advantage because your players have been there. You know, just because your coach has been there is great, but the players are the ones that have got to learn to manage that, and they're the ones that got to play the game. And so a guy like Stetson Bennett, a lot of these guys, the bulk of these guys were here for the same go-around, same type approach last year. And so that stuff is invaluable, where you can just you know, talk about, hey guys, this is what we did last year. This is the balance between going out and taking advantage of all the great bowl activities that they offer, but also at the end of the day, remember, like, this is a business trip, and keep the main thing the main thing. So I think it's always, when you're dealing with college age kids in Atlanta, in a big city close to home, how do you manage the distractions? For Ohio State, you know, maybe it's a little bit of an advantage to get away. You know, I mean, you're not close to Columbus. I know they recruit kind of all over the country, but there's far more kids on the roster at Georgia that are from Atlanta than there are at Ohio State. So maybe that's a small advantage that Ohio State has to be able to just kind of get away.
Let's talk about the players part of this, and the added wrinkle from the, quote, old days when Hudson was playing is now there are other – it's a long time ago now – the landmines, right? You could have 1 foot in the transfer portal. Mm. You could have 1 foot looking ahead to the next level at the NFL. You could have potential NIL deals and meetings and conversations. Like, there are a lot of extra parts of this with all this time off. What was the old phrase? Idle hands, the devil's workshop. Like, there's a lot of time here for the kids to be focused on some other stuff.
Yeah, there is. And I think you want kids to go home and enjoy Christmas break, but just know that when you show up to the bowl game, it's ready to go, and you got to be ready to locked in. There's really, you know, doing this and going to play in the Belk Bowl compared to going in and playing in the national championship or chance. Yeah. There's a lot more motivation. I mean, come on, like, if you need motivation, if you need external motivation, there's a problem. And so
Could you have too much on your plate, though, in some instances, if you're a kid who is, you know, dealing with some of this, what's turned out to be the business side of college football?
Yeah, I think between the recruiting, National Signing Day being the early one tomorrow, and the coaches having to juggle all that, plus the game planning. Look, Kirby's got a huge staff, and there's a lot of guys that are just focused on football and football alone. That's the perk of it. So the game plan will be ready. The one thing that I have never worried about with Kirby is his team's being ready. I mean, I can't really. One game comes to mind many years ago when Fromm was still here, where they played at home against South Carolina, just laid an egg. Right. Like, I'm past the whole, hey, will my team show up and be locked in and ready to play? If they were to lose, it would be for other reasons other than that.
Hudson Mason with us again. You can hear him mornings on the Locker Room. He's our Bulldog Truist reporter. So I think there's some interesting things from, like, the Columbus side. Like, for Georgia, who have put themselves now in the position where they're the whale, like, they're the monster in college football, I'm trying to get a perspective, Huddy, of what do you think they're saying in Ohio State? Because it's kind of the, okay, here's what we have to do to compete with Georgia. This has to go well, and this has to go well. And they're a good team, but Georgia's the whale in the game, and what a sort of a role reverse over the last several years.
Yep, this is the first time that Ohio State has been an underdog since 2020 in the college football playoff. They have been average, or they've been a favorite by about 7.5 points per game this year. So this is uncharted territory for them, but are they playing with house money? Like, that's what I keep thinking, because obviously the loss to Michigan creates motivation, and this 30-day layoff that you talked about, all they're going to hear from local and national media is about physicality and how Georgia's more physical and they're better in the trenches, and that how they got exposed against Michigan. That's all they're going to hear. And if I'm Ryan Day, I'm embracing that. I'm challenging my team. I'm saying, you know what? Everybody on the outside doesn't think that we're physical enough that we can get inside a phone booth and handle at the line of scrimmage Georgia. They're the SEC. They're the blah, blah, blah. I'm using that. Like, I'm totally leaning into that and embracing that and challenging my team. And this day and age with social media, those guys are absolutely aware of that. And quite frankly, some of it is fair criticism, especially there in the fourth quarter when they got outscored 21-3. So I think the combination of using that as motivation, the time off to get a little healthy. I've said it, don't overlook Ohio State. I know Georgia is the odds-on favorite of every sports book, but at the beginning of the year, this was one of the favorites to win the national championship in Ohio State. And the way they recruit, they lost. They had one bad quarter this year, really, against Michigan. And I think it's we're kind of looking at that one quarter under a microscope, but this is a good team, and they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the country with some of the best skill position players, and that's dangerous.
Huddy, I was really kind of interested to see what Stetson Bennett had to say about Buster Faulkner, that he was kind of the liaison on the sideline to go between him and Todd Monken, and I thought Stetson's words were really interesting, that he said Monken and I can, you know, sort of clash during games. We're both emotional and passionate, and Buster was always kind of the guy massaging it between me and Monken. Big deal or not that Buster Faulkner is now the Georgia Tech OC, and I forgive me, as we sit here today, is he not a part of the game? Because I know Kirby had said last week they were still making that decision. How big of a deal is that?
Yeah, I think it's certainly a big deal. If you heard, I don't know how big of a deal it is to put it on like a percentage, but I'll use this example. During the Assistant Coach of the Year award, I'm drawing a blank on it for college football.
The Broyles,
thank you. Yeah. The Broyles Award. Todd Monken spoke 8 minutes. And in that 8 minutes, he talked about how the first two touchdowns of the SEC championship game were ideas that came from his analyst.
Yep.
Mike Bobo and Buster Faulkner. The first two, he goes, I didn't come up with those. Those were hand-delivered to me. I just called them. So when you think about that, like in the brains that they have and the experience of Mike Bobo, Buster Faulkner, watching tape and giving ideas. Like, how can you not say that there's extreme value and a lot of value in having a mind like Buster Faulkner? So I would imagine Kirby, who's extremely about the process and about routine, would want him to be there for that game. And the other thing that stuck out to me is Stetson talked about how he's kind of a calm mediator between him and Todd Monken. Todd gets animated. We've seen the videos. It gets really heated between the coach and the player and the coach on this. So it's nice to have a guy like that that can kind of step in and talk to you as a quarterback and keep you calm in the moment.
Well, it's getting closer. Still 11 days to go, but the buildup is going to be fun. We'll have all the action of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, the semifinal, here on The Fan. So we'll look forward to that fun. Make sure you're checking out Huddy in the morning during the locker room. Hutt, if we do not talk, have a very Merry Christmas and happy holiday, and always love your insight.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, everybody, so much for taking the time to listen to this week's edition of Welcome to Atlanta. Thanks to our producer, Matt Lear, for his assistance with the program. He's the glue that keeps the operation running. We'll talk to you next week on Welcome to Atlanta. Big beach, hit street, see gangsters roaming,
and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning. A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.